Arizona lawmakers have begun a special legislative session this week to address the state's opioid epidemic. The proposed laws take aim at everything from treatment options to enforcement to prescribing of the medication. This comes as doctors in some of the state's most vulnerable communities wrestle with the fallout of the epidemic, which is killing more Arizonans every year. KJZZ's Will Stone reports.
When a patient came into her practice not long ago with a broken jaw, it wasn't a difficult diagnosis for Dr. Christina Goldstein Charbonneau.
Obviously, I could see her jaw was big as anything.
The woman had come from the ER, where they refused to give her pain medication. And Charbonneau, a primary care physician in Bullhead City, did something she probably wouldn't have years earlier.
In today's climate, the way it is right now, I actually went over there and I said, I'm sorry, I can't give you anything except let's hold off. Let me go ahead and get your x-rays.
She hurried along and only once confirmed did she prescribe an opioid. This hypervigilance has become the norm for doctors in this remote, underserved corner of Northwest Arizona, a place hard hit by opioid abuse and overdose deaths.
It's really made everybody gun shy here to almost any prescription that we're filling. It's a defensive medicine in this aspect. It's almost like a little war, but I don't give up.
She finds herself going back and forth with pharmacists about her diagnoses, just so they'll fill prescriptions, and says some of her patients, many of them older around here, don't even want to admit they're on opioids.
Not because they're guilty, but because they don't want to be stigmatized.
Charbonneau practices integrative medicine and isn't prescribing opioids for patients with chronic pain. For them, there are few options here.
I would hate to be a pain doctor, to be honest with you, because we are all of us, funneling all of our patients to them.
This is in part a course correction. From 2007 to 2012, primary care physicians accounted for nearly half of all opioids dispensed. Now, prescribers are wary of being flagged as outliers and the scrutiny that could bring from regulators. But in Mojave County, the supply of pills hasn't ceased. In fact, it's making headlines.
When we have four doctors in one small rural county of 200,000 people prescribing 6 million opioid pills in just 1 year, 6 million, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong.
That's Governor Doug Ducey in his State of the State address earlier this month.
All bad actors will be held accountable, whether they are doctors, manufacturers, or just plain drug dealers.
The governor's legislative plan, which has bipartisan support, makes good on those promises. It would hold drug companies criminally liable for fraud, ramp up oversight of prescribing, and prohibit providers from dispensing medication on site. It would also let the state develop rules to more closely regulate pain management clinics.
This is a fragile situation here.
Dr. Benjamin Vanger runs Tri-State Pain Institute and says he's been trying to recruit pain specialists for years with no success.
You don't have a lot of redundancy. You don't have layers of people who can step in. Nobody wants to step in, especially now.
While there is a drug problem here, Vanger says the dire numbers are misleading. For example, sometimes he may give a patient twice the number of pills, but at lower doses. For others, he'll try combinations of opioids, which then increases his prescription count.
You have to give us the flexibility to use our clinical judgment. I got a warning that I was prescribing too much of a medication, and when I actually figured out the numbers, I couldn't have physically prescribed that.
The governor's plan would not affect existing prescriptions. Pain specialists, unlike other doctors, would be exempted from new prescribing limits on first fills or doses. But Vanger says that may just shift even more high-risk patients onto pain management and put him at greater risk of being flagged as a dangerous prescriber.
I want a commitment from our governor and our legislature not to demonize me, but to help me. If this continues, you won't have pain management here. It would be too onerous, too dangerous.
But those fears never surfaced as lawmakers, in a show of unity, packed a room at the Capitol ahead of the special session, almost as if the laws were already signed. Will Stone, KJZZ News, reporting from Mojave County.